Jacoby, how we doing?
Doing good. You know, obviously coming off a tough loss, but you know, it's a lot of football left. So excited about this opportunity coming up this week, and yeah.
How are you feeling health-wise? Because you may not know this, but there's a lot of close-ups of you after hits, grimacing and sort of. I know you say you're always getting up.
Yeah.
You've shown that. You've proved that through four games. But how are you feeling, and is this sustainable for you to keep taking these hits?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. You know, obviously we don't play tomorrow, so I get treatment throughout the whole week. And my face is my face. I'm not the best-looking person in the world. But yeah, just keep getting up, yeah.
Yesterday, the way the sort of game started, you guys did pick up some first downs. You did move the ball a little bit. It seemed like even after the interception, you had that long drive, which stalled out on fourth down. What were some things that you think were working for you offensively in the first half yesterday?
Yeah, I think we started to figure out our mojo a little bit. You know, we were picking up some good yards on our runs, standing to third and manageable down and distances where we, you know, we feel very confident, obviously, being able to convert on those, a lot of those. And I think we just got to keep playing more consistently with good fundamentals and technique and obviously the execution of our plays. And I think for a while we saw that in glimpses, and now it's about just doing it more consistently.
So an all-pro linebacker made a great play on you. But yeah. From your perspective, it was a great play, obviously. But from your perspective, is that bad decision, bad throw? Like, how do you see it?
I think it's more on the throw than it is the decision, because – Tyquan was coming open behind the guy, but he made one of the best plays I think I've seen in a long time, and obviously just got to get a better throw out there, better timing, but I tried my hardest to bring him down.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it's a tough guy to bring down.
Yeah.
Although he did, something happened. I mean, you didn't see him for a little while after that. But at any rate, when you look at some of the throws that you did connect with, and obviously some of the ones that you missed on, did you feel like you had maybe a little more time to get the ball out this past week than you've had in weeks prior?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job up front. Obviously, you know, the sack number is just an inflated number. Like I don't pay attention to it, but it's more of like. I think we did have times at points of the game to get the ball out, and we did have we did, you know what I mean? We did make some plays down the field and in the passing game to get guys the ball in space, and I commend those guys, you know what I mean? Some of those guys are playing in their first football game ever, and it's going against some really good football players, and you know, I you know, like I told them, I was like, I respect their effort and their, you know, their want to, so I can definitely say, like, I think the protection was better.
I don't know how much time you spend on social media, but you're well aware that this is, you know, the all-22 era, and people have access to clips and film, and they'll freeze it, and this guy's open over here. When people say that guys are open, and Jacoby missed, you know, Polk over here or Pop over here, you know, what's your reaction? Because you obviously marry that up to there's other information. Where are my eyes? Where's the pressure? Like, what's your reaction to sort of this all-22 era of people telling you you're missing open receivers?
It's the reason why I do it and they don't. You know, I mean, but it's the reality. I mean, sometimes I do miss guys, and sometimes guys aren't open. You know what I mean? And, you know, you obviously want to miss less of them open than not. But, you know, I don't really pay attention to that. Yeah.
Did you think Polk caught it?
I did.
I definitely did. I mean,
I think they
about it today. Yeah.
I think they thought he caught it too as well. Just because they know, you know, Tyus goes to the offensive guy, and they were coming down there to set up on defense, and I was like, it was just a big stall, and I didn't know what was going on, but yeah.
Do you get frustrated with officials? And I don't want to get you in trouble. So don't.
I don't think I can.
You want to rip some officials right now?
I watch these games, and there's just flag after flag.
That's a lot of that.
And even now, they go to like Mike Pereira, the guy who does like the. And he's like, I don't really see it. Back to you guys. Like, it just seems like it's changing the game and the flow of the game. And offenses have a play, and then there's like this little ticky tack hold. Does it get frustrating, the flags?
It does, but at the same time, it's no, like, it's not the professional answer. It's my honest truth. It's like sometimes you gotta just leave it out of their hand. You know, you got, like, we aren't going to get calls based on the history of the Patriots beating a lot of teams. You know what I mean? If anybody get their chance to beat us, they're gonna take all advantages of that. So, you know, I mean, we gotta kind of like leave it out of their hands.
All right, now your offense you guys run, it's been described as basic sometimes. I don't know who says that. Some people say that.
Do you say that?
I've never said that. Okay. I think other people have. busted out the hook and ladder play, which got called back on maybe the worst call of the day, I thought.
Yep.
But that sort of came out of nowhere. Do you agree with the assessment that you guys are running, maybe not basic offense is a little strong, but, you know, not the most complicated offense in the world? Because that seemed kind of out of place. Where did that come from?
I wouldn't say basic is something that defines us, but I think we're running the same offense that a lot of teams are. You know, it's just that a lot of our plays, you know, we go back and watch the film today, a lot of our plays just aren't hitting right now. You know what I mean? And they're getting close to hitting, and that's the encouraging part. It's just, you know what I mean, it's obviously the four games in the season, but I wouldn't consider it basic at all.
There's obviously a lot of discussion about Drake May. I mean, I don't know if you hear it, how much you hear, but every week it's like people are, when's Drake going to start? Are they asking for odd? Are they on? Is that annoying? Does that frustrate you? Are you able to just tune it out? How do you react to the Drake May noise?
I don't control that part of this whole process thing at all. Do I hear it? Of course, I'm not deaf. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not blind to the fact that this organization, but this, we drafted this guy number 3 overall. Like, that's what people feel like they want to see. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I try to just like block it out and just do my thing, you know?
Do you take it as disrespectful? Because one of the arguments is the team around the quarterback position isn't good enough to throw Drake out there. And, well, they're throwing you out there. Like, you're a human being. You're a professional. Yeah. Like, is that disrespectful to you?
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, it's like a lot of those people don't know me. A lot of those people, like, so therefore, like, I could care less, but it's just more of like, why waste my time to like worry about the people that say those things? And I kind of just, you know, like I said, I just block it out.
On the sidelines, they cut to him sometimes, and you see him, they're sort of standing there. Is he part of the process at all when you go back to the sideline after a series? Is he in there with you and Van Pelt or Mayo? Like, is he part of that conversation?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a part of being in the room. You know what I mean? It's like when we come to the sideline, we're all over there huddling and trying to, you know, figure this thing out together, you know, so he definitely is a part of it.
Gerard mentioned that you broke the team down after the game. As a leader of this team, a captain of this team, what is the message there and in this week when you guys are on a 3-game losing streak?
Yeah, that was the first quarter of our season. You know, we got 3 quarters of our season left. You know what I mean? We got a lot of young guys, so I kind of like broke it down to him. I was like, we got a whole college season plus a bowl game, you know what I mean, left of football, you know. Do we want a lot of things to happen a different way? Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to sit in this 3-game losing slump, but at the end of the day, it's just like we got to pour into each other, pour into the game plan and one game at a time. And, you know what I mean, we can't look at what should happen or shouldn't happen. We just got to go out, work, and make things happen, you know. And I think that's what this week is all about, us and being able to, you know, put the past behind us, and it's the fresh start of the second quarter of our season.
Along those lines, how do you deal with a teammate? Ramondre's going through struggles. You know, he's fumbled 2 weeks in a row. No one wants to fumble. How do you pat him on the back? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both. It's the pat on the back, but it's also like, come on, Mondre. Like, we need better. You know what I mean? And he knows that. He said it himself. You know what I mean? And, you definitely don't want to beat a dead horse, but at the same time, it's – you know, I mean, he's one of our best players on offense, and I think he understands that he's gonna get the ball again. It's not like we're not gonna give him the ball anymore. So he understands the importance of him holding on to the ball, and I have full faith that he's gonna do that.
All right, quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This comes to us from Dustin in Lexington, who asked Jacoby, "Who's the funniest guy on the team?"
Funniest guy on the team. I mean, the person that probably laughs the most is KB, Bourne.
I'm sorry, you're saying Kayshawn Booty.
No. Definitely KB. He's the only person that I hear laugh every day consistently at everything, good or bad. So I would probably say KB.
All right, very good. We'll leave it right there. Then Jacoby Brissett, good luck next weekend. Thanks for coming by.
Yep.
All right. That is Jacoby Brissett, starting quarterback for your New England Patriots, joining us here on a Patriots Monday. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll dive into some things we just heard there from both Jonathan Jones and Jacoby Brissett right after this here on a Patriots Monday.